Would you like to know more? Would you like to know more?
Welcome to the Warmaster Podcast, episode 107 with Paul and Barry.
Welcome, listeners. Now, it's a particularly one I've been listening for, looking forward to doing.
Listening for? You listen. I find it difficult to listen back. I think that's a typical thing for people who record themselves, don't they?
I do listen to us back, anyway.
Every time? Religiously?
Not religiously, but just to make sure what we've said, you know, like this.
Yeah. Oh, I do that anyway.
And also I'm critiquing, because you never really hear, you never sound like you think you sound like, do you? So just listening back, like, how it comes across, that's all.
Okay, cool. Mm-hmm. Oh, well, I remember, you know Andy, the guy you played, the Scottish guy we talked about?
Who?
Andy Harris.
Yes, right.
He won the Epic event at the weekend.
What?
Whatever the Epic event that was running.
So hang on, where did I meet Andy Harris?
You played him uptown or something. You played him in a tournament, the Epic tournament.
Oh, right, okay, yeah.
The guy from Tatum, Scottish guy.
Yeah.
So he won the Epic tournament.
Oh,
with Space Marines.
Oh, he's pretty good.
He was pretty good back 10 years ago when I played him. Yeah. I guess not much has changed.
Mm-hmm.
Although we're using a new piece of kit. It's not the piece of kit I intended to use, but as you'll hear in a minute, I've had my hands full. So we're using a Samsung Go Pro mic or something.
Yep.
And the levels might be a bit shitty, but hopefully it gets rid of some of the horrible echoey crap that we've been dealing with.
Yeah. So anyway, we've improved the recording.
Well,
so
Theoretically. Well, I won't know until I listen to it back.
Mm-hmm.
We've changed the recording method, and we've got more changes to come when I get more time. So good. So what's been happening in the wide world of Paul?
We've got to say the name of the podcast.
The name's Demon Filth, sir.
Demon Filth.
Just don't shout too loudly, Mike, you bastard.
All right.
The filth that is demons.
Yes, so that is the working title of a Blackgate Miniatures new Kickstarter that is going to come up.
Okay.
So this is the podcast saying officially that a demon range is going to be made by Blackgate Miniatures.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and if it sells, obviously it'll be a complete range. But that's the main part of the topic, which we'll come on to.
So we're the week 2 weeks in Paul World, because mm-hmm. it is the 29th of the 11th.
Yep.
10 o'clock in the morning, Pittman House.
Yep. So what have I played? Batman Miniatures. And I used my Riddler Batbox, which is a complete gang in a box, which was awesome.
Only really the Riddler, and everybody else is just like...
Well, he's got a sidekick. He's got a sidekick. And then he's got
Ridley.
Yeah, like, and then he's got two... His nine models of all in there... greeny onesuits, but he's got basically this band of this just plays objectives. So you get more riddle markers than you can. First of all, you can get three riddle markers instead of two, which is the norm. You can also choose to have when you get this combo up, you can have three objectives of riddle markers. So nine objective markers that are riddle markers, which either of you can score on, but when you're better at it. Yeah, and the Riddler sold.
So you create them. Additional objectives.
Basically, yeah, he is this gang is objective play.
Right. Okay.
So I lost Eric about like 40 something to I had like 37 VPs, and not a single point was earned by a casualty that I caused.
And
I
didn't knock
anybody out. I didn't knock anybody out, I didn't kill anybody, I just scored all that many on just objectives.
Right.
And there's some lovely War Machine-esque mechanics where the Riddler, who automatically solves riddles, has got a guy called the Riddle Man. Who makes riddles.
Okay.
So this guy makes a riddle that Riddler then solves. You know, and then because you got the points, the Riddle Man can make another riddle the next turn. So it's an endless recursion mechanic. It's lovely.
Can we not kill the Riddle Man?
Oh yeah, he's like proper weak. Yeah.
He makes riddles for a living.
Yeah. He's got a bag of riddles. I don't know, it's like what are they? But Riddle solves them.
I don't know, sir. It's not really floating my boat. You've got the Sudoku man, and you've got the crossword puzzler.
It's very strange. I also played a game of Warmaster against Phil.
Phil OG Phil.
And I've been doing a lot of eBay.
He's getting very good with those. Are you going to talk about that?
Yes, should I talk about that now?
The game,
So
he's getting very good. It's all OG Phil with his chaos.
Yeah, yeah. So I was using Skaven because the next event, which is what is it called? the Christmas War Master event, you know, at Daventry. Is
Santa Master.
Santa Master. That's what it should have been called. I'm using Skaven, you know, and I'm trying out a build of Skaven, which is similar to how I was playing Orcs and Goblins.
Elite characters.
Yeah, I'm going with 7 characters. But it goes against what none of my brigades are big, and Skaven can be big. Like they don't have to be.
That is the bag.
Well, that's the thing. It's taken one method of play, but I've developed that method of play in a different army, and I'm seeing if it works. I'm skinned it into another army.
Yeah.
And it's like, and anyway, we had a really good game. Phil used Chaos, and he took a Chaos Dragon in there. So he had a pretty, I don't know, like he had no chariot. He's got no chariot, so it was it wasn't a.
He got no chariots because he owns no chariots.
It was a regular Chaos build, except that he'd gone for a dragon as well. Like, and that's where he'd spent his. Once you've got the core of stuff, that's where he'd spent his.
So instead of having a spawn, he bought a dragon.
Yeah, basically. And
did he lose that dragon early?
I formed my army into 7 brigades of roughly equal size that are all have one character to control them. So I'm always going to move them, you know, somewhere. You know, and so my 7 brigades are everywhere, and he's got one stronger flank, one weaker flank. His stronger flank's of cavalry of Chaos Knights, actually even upgraded them with a Sword of Might in the unit. Yeah, and 2 War Order Horse, and I was like, that's pretty pokey. You know, I mean, I do have Skaven, I can chase everything, but they'll probably hurt.
You ain't chasing, really winning that combat against Chaos Knights.
No, that's the thing, yeah. But on his other side, there was a brigade of Marauders and Chaos Warriors, and I attacked them on 2 fronts, this brigade of this Marauders and Chaos, and bounced. I fluffed my dice, and he killed a lot of Skaven and won the combat.
As you do.
And then, so that broke off into 2 combats, because the Warriors who were supporting pursued the flank, because that's all they could pursue, while the Marauders pursued to the front. So it broke off into 2 combats. And because there was only one way for the Chaos Warriors to go. Yeah, and I'm retreating in 2 directions.
So they pursued or something? Yeah. It? Like a new combat?
Yeah. Okay. So anyway, on his turn...
It's called advanced.
Yeah, on his turn, he initiative charged in his Marauders and put a dragon in there.
As you would.
And so, I've just rolled really badly and bounced up a combat I shouldn't have bounced. And then on return, he does that and bounces a combat he shouldn't have bounced.
Well, I'm not sure. It's only one unit of... You wouldn't trust a unit of high elf spears on their own, would you? You wouldn't put a dragon in with a unit of high elf spearmen and chuck it in.
The thing is, it's because a dragon's one. It's a 100-point upgrade mount. I mean, it's good. It's terror. It's 3 attacks. But you want to make sure you keep it, don't you? Really?
Like
you
don't want to put it with the Chaos Warriors.
Yeah, because they're 4 up armor will see you through and 4 hits. So anyway, I think he learned a lesson there, is not to commit the dragon.
And he lost the dragon.
Yeah, he did lose the dragon. Because then he bounced, and I've got static combat res, and I pushed him back and killed this dragon.
So
fresh
charge.
Yeah, fresh charge.
Okay.
But the Chaos Warriors are pursued to the flank, because that was all.
So it's only doing, like 16 attacks?
4, 8, 12, plus 5 for the dragon, 5?
Well,
3, 1, and a sword.
Oh, yeah, the sword as well. Okay, so what's that? 17 attacks. Mm-hmm. So that's like 8.5. And how much? What's your armor? 5 up?
6 or nothing in that situation, because I had clan rats, plague monks, clan rats.
So not, all right, so hardly any of them.
Yeah.
So that's like, okay, that's 7.
Yeah.
7.
And I've got 3 combat. I mean.
So you've got 6 attacks back?
No, the plague monks are 5, they're not terrored.
Oh, that's pretty good.
So 9 back.
So that's 4.5, so you get like 3 through.
Mm, yeah, I suppose.
And then you've got 3 static. Minutes,
yeah.
So it's only...
When the math...
If it had support, it ruined you.
Yeah, we did.
We didn't have any support.
Because anyway, my breakpoint was 14 with this build of Skaven I've gone for. It's got something of everything. It's got the missile troops back again. Yeah, I'm trying them out. Yeah, I'm trying them out. Like I'm seeing if I can.
No warp lightning cannons.
Yeah, I've got 2 of them.
Oh my god! Oh my god!
And they had a role in this game, some unit of cavalry got behind my army, and I was like, oh my god, so I had to turn this lot around and blast it. And they could do. At least they did that. I didn't roll any ones.
That's good.
Phil won. And the game ended and he had half a break left. So on my turn, I swung for his remaining break, which was 2.5 units I had to catch, and I left him on a half a unit.
But how many? You only probably started with 8 or something.
Nine.
No. Okay.
And then in the return, he caught me because I'd really thrown everything into getting that move, getting that done. And it what a gut unit gutter on has failed to kill a unit of harpies. They left him with one stand. Yeah, that's what you got. But yeah, anyway, I wasn't too displeased with my build of Skaven. It just needs more table time. And I have to decide if I go into the other way to, like, obviously, is to scrap my methods of how I'm playing it and go in massive brigades. But I've tried that before with Skaven. They are the conundrum to me, like trying to work them out.
You have to ask, what's his face play Skaven?
Lex.
Yeah,
no, he did comment online. He says, like, just one huge brigade, basically.
The bin lid approach.
That was his advice. And it was like,
well, you can need no characters.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you can get a huge army if you do that, because
you'll only need one character.
Because you only get to order, make one order.
Some wizards, yeah. Right, off you go.
Yeah.
Boom.
Yeah, I know. I mean, for every hero, you could get another 2 units of clan rats. So you could, for 4 heroes, you get another 8 units of clan rats in there. So your break would be 18 if you went that method.
Wow. I'm getting rid of all your cannons and shit. You don't want any of that crap.
Oh, you don't want them as well, right? Okay.
Slow you down.
You can't have them.
You're already dog shit slow. You don't need to make even slower.
It's true. Right, anyway, so that's interesting.
What have we got?
I've got a game of Epic tonight. So part of these big eBay.
You've got uptown. This is the 6th job, is it?
Yeah, so I'm playing a guy called Chris in the Epic group that I'm part of.
They have a picture of you on the mantelpiece.
What?
Rodham's saying, this is like, but they have like a picture. Where's Daddy? Daddy's on his 6th job. He'll be back soon, don't worry. Look at the picture of Daddy.
Imagine he's here. Play this recording.
That's it. Just have a nodding picture of you, waving.
It's not that bad.
Tonight, out last night,
yep.
Out the weekend,
yep.
Out last weekend,
yeah.
Working full time.
Yep, you know me.
3 jobs.
You know me. I'm playing this guy, Epic, but he's also buying some orcs, so it saves, there's a double.
Orcsies? What kind of orcsies?
Well, you know, I don't know. Have I said on the podcast that I've been listing all this eBay stuff for Jeff?
Oh, No, I don't think you have.
So, basically, a friend of ours who plays...
Ultimate Hoarder friend. Ultimate Hoarder.
Yeah, you think you hoard, you don't hoard.
No, this is beyond hoarding.
Beyond hoarding. He's stored a lot of stuff of his parents' house.
As we all do.
And... sadly, one of them has died, and they've had to downsize, to a smaller place. And so he asked me to sell his Epic 40K stuff, because he knows that I've talked about it before. And he gave me a Hoover box size Hoover box full of Epic. Now there's a lot of card in there, etc., which ain't worth anything. A box you would store a Hoover came in.
I mean, we're talking about six millimeter miniatures.
So a lot. And I was like, and it was like, right, here's this, and it's like full of Epics. Now, obviously, the card isn't worth anything. The buildings aren't really worth anything. I was going to take a photo of that.
Sorry.
And he was like, can you sell this stuff? And I was like, well, I can. It's going to take a while because. Instead of trying to do like some random job lot, which I wouldn't buy, like how I would want to buy this is if I was playing Epic Armageddon, which is the more popular game of the two, I would want to buy formations that work in the game. So I've been listing everything as per Epic Armageddon size formations, and cheap. I've done it at 50p a stand if they're regular. Like if they, and I'll just quickly show you what I mean.
What's the going rate for Epic? 50p a stand?
Well, no, that's
a stand is just like 5 little dudes pushed in a little square. Yeah,
yeah. So what I've been doing is I looked around on eBay and I was like, what is there in these ranges? Because there were 6 races in this Hoover box, and I was like, right, okay. So some sell for a bit more. Squats are quite rare. Yeah,
but it's still only that. That's 6 stands.
What?
For like £3.
Yeah. Or something. Yeah. Yeah. So, and I was looking, and I went to like the Epic Armageddon UK lists, and I was like, how are these models formations made? And that's how I've been selling them. But it's been working, because I don't see the point in asking on eBay for thing for a price that you can't get. Like, oh, this thing's really out of print and rare, give me 50 quid for it. You're not going to sell it. Like,
I do see people do that. I was looking at selling my whole Battle Lord collection, second edition, for like 300. And I see people selling one single expansion for like £120.
Which is,
but they don't sell
what was its RRP original?
30 quid, yeah. 25, 30 so, quid.
Yeah, I mean, it's... Exactly. Like,
but they do it. So occasionally, it's like fishing. Occasionally, they get they get a catch and go, I just made like £100.
Yeah, it's weird, but it's not. I said to Jeff, like, my style is to sell at things at sensible prices, and you'll sell it. Like, so it's better to have some money than no money. You know, I think, because I think if you
also you need unlimited time to do it the other way.
Yeah, exactly. So anyway. Been listing this stuff, and I've made him about £400 at the moment, and yeah, it's been going on. But I've been like listing stuff on my night shifts, which is quite fun. So like I'll be on my break in my night shift, and I'm like building stuff and photographing it and using the eBay app and listing it all.
I do find listing on eBay relatively easy.
Oh, it's made super easy. I mean, it's too easy not to do it.
Yeah.
As in, it's like, so that's a real success, because there's no barrier to getting it done, you know, that way.
So we're done. What's this one? What's it? Warmaster, yeah, we're against Phil. eBay, Epic.
Yeah. So tonight I'm playing this guy Chris. I'm going to use Imperial Guard. Because obviously Jeff was like, that's part of my payment. It's like, I'll have that whole bunch of Imperial Guard. And maybe I'll get my first win.
Well, maybe.
Maybe.
What's he using?
He'll be Orcs.
Orcsies.
I'm yet to win a game of Epic Armageddon, but tonight might be the night.
I'm in my wide world of stuff. I played, Lord of the Rings last night again. And I actually got my first win.
Whoop, whoop.
But it took changing from Isengard to Erebor or whatever.
Yeah, I myself are unbeaten at...
That's not true. You said that last night. You said the same statement. So I think I've had 5 successive losses with Isengard.
Right.
But I think that's mainly down to the fact that heroes are pish poor. Unless you take Saruman, but then you can't keep him alive. So an example of which last night, Eric thought he protected Saruman. And he used
Saruman.
He used his Palantir or whatever
it's Palantir. Called.
Yeah, to steal a turn and charge me. Which is cool. Very cinematic.
Yeah.
So he got stuck in. Yep. But what you can do, it's like, it's
heroic,
a bit like War Machine.
Yeah, like heroic follow-up, isn't it, or something?
Yeah. So it's like you can charge with a heroic... heroic combat,
So you charge, then... If you drop the guy, if you're free, you can move again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So he was
within... 2 inches instead of one.
I'm only little, so I've only got 5 inches, right? 5 inches.
You're
dwarves.
You haven't said that.
I've got Durin.
Yeah. Durin.
He's Madman. Yeah. It's expensive.
Which is a title rather than the man. Is it? Well... The head dwarf was called, gets the honorary title of Durin.
Wow.
But maybe he was original Durin.
Oh, he was a bad man. So he managed to take out a grunt, or a kind of pretty
hard,
but he's 160 points. He should take out an 8-point model.
Yeah.
9-point model. And then he managed to overrun, effectively.
Yeah, another move, free move. Because
he was 10 inches away from
him. So then did he fight another combat? That turn.
Yeah, but then it was Eric's priority, so it happened later.
Yeah.
But then he damaged him, and then
Dinged
I won priority,
yeah.
And that was the end.
Yeah.
And once Saruman goes down, the army's
so
finished.
So does Saruman need to be that close?
If he wants to do anything.
Mm. Right, okay.
The biggest problem I had is when I've used him, as I was playing against cavalry, and they can do the same thing, but instead of having like a 10-inch threat on a double charge, they can charge like 18.
Mm.
So how do you keep people clear now? Because 18 is miles.
Have troops around him. Have a back group in front of him.
But then, but basically you're not fighting with anything. I find it
weird, like, because, I mean, Ollie seems to be the most experienced player of rings.
I think there's another guy kicking around.
So that you are supposed to, so you win a fight, a duel war it's called, and you push the models back, and then you make the wound rolls.
I
it seems
that
wrong.
Every time.
Yeah, but it seems wrong.
But that is the rules.
But it should be the other way around. You should make the wound rolls first to see if you have to push back.
I can explain why, if you'd like. Although it isn't Lord of the Rings podcast.
Yeah.
So what happens is, I win the fight.
Yeah.
You have to move back an inch.
Yes.
Now, if you can't move back an inch,
I double. Yeah.
I double my damage.
Yeah. Cool. Fair enough. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And you only know when you have to move.
Yeah. True.
I don't know if I do.
Yeah.
So I won my first game, and I was quite happy. It's quite an entertaining game.
Yeah, I mean, Eric's good to play.
Eric's always good fun. The wild money is.
Yeah.
And we were playing a scenario of random deployment.
Oh, that's terrible, that one.
Yeah. And we had to collect the loot counters and roll to
which totally is Fox the golden snitch.
Yeah, so I got the golden snitch, yeah. Second turn. But the funny bit was, well, I deployed my stuff, so I got priority to deploy my stuff.
You rolled a six for refining it. On an objective.
Oh, yeah, really early in the game.
Yeah.
But so I deploy my stuff normally with this kind of random. He gets to pick where one of my unit, where brigades go, and I get to pick where one goes. And the other one is like, I think I get to choose anyone on the board.
Yeah.
And then Eric rolls effectively three sixes, because Lertz picks where he wants to go, and he rolls two sixes on the one, and he puts his whole army down in one point. Like,
what?
It's like shit. Like, threatening my guys. Yeah, yeah. There are obviously like left dangling.
Yeah, yeah.
But somehow me getting the loot forced him to ignore the because he could have killed my army, but it means nothing.
Yeah.
You kill my army, yeah, I've got the loot. I win anyway. So he had to stop
killing your army,
which he managed. He would have easily done because he had me pinned.
Yeah, yeah.
And then he had to come all the way across the board to get the loot counter.
So, but he had no cavalry, didn't he?
No, I don't have. Well, they have.
They can have wargs. So you need some wargs.
I've got some wargs now. I've got six wargs and charcoon.
Because their job is to hunt, run down the
snitch.
So in that, I mean, as much as I'm criticising the scenario, you need a more balanced army. I mean, if you're playing dwarves, you just can't. Well, you can't have cavalry. No, you can have goat riders. No, is that the same?
That's the hobbits.
So you can't do it.
No, I can't do it.
But
you're just in trouble.
Yeah. But an army that can have access to something mounted should have a bit just to go do things like that.
What they can do, though, the Isengard, they can use this character that makes the what are they called? Scouts?
Trackers,
yeah. Like speed 8.
Yeah.
Oh, that's pretty quick.
Then, yeah, that's good enough.
That's pretty quick.
Like, that's only two behind a horse.
And you can do heroic march and move them like 11.
Yeah, then you should do that. Yeah.
Yeah, but they've just re-released him and he's in Finecast.
Ah.
It's like, oh man. Not even fucking resin. Come on, man. Why does this stuff still exist, Finecast?
I don't know. You have to use hot water, boiling water to re-straighten it.
Because they did say they were going to re-release it in whatever form it was last in. Mm. But unfortunately, some of this shit was in Finecast.
Misery.
And then what else in my world? I've had a German exchange student for a week. That was interesting. I've never done that before.
Is he left?
Yeah. Very quiet. Locked in the basement. He was a nice enough lad, very quiet. Endurance athlete. Yeah. That was an interesting. Let's put an endurance athlete with this heavily overweight, middle aged
fella. Mountain of a man.
He looks like the guy that loves exercise. And then we got pup on Monday. Mm. So exchange student left on Sunday.
So we're recording with a little dog in here.
And I'm day three on house training. If any of your listeners out there have gone through the old house training shenanigans, Jesus, it's backbreaking. But I think within a week I should have done it.
Okay.
That'd be good.
If you say so. I mean, it's not something I've ever done.
Well, the problem is that they wee wherever they learn to wee.
Yeah.
So it's all like scent driven. So if you don't clean up properly or you're allowed to keep weeing in the house, then it'll just...
They'll always do it.
Yeah, so... Yeah. So we're getting there. But you have to kind of constantly be with the dog. Because when it makes any gesture of needing the toilet, you have to get it outside.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So it's like you're on duty 24 hours a day. You even have to set an alarm to get up in the night to wake it up to take care of it.
Outrageous.
God damn, it's like a kid.
Yeah.
But it's only 7 days of a kid, though. Mm-hmm. So Amber, the name is. I'll put a picture online, maybe. People that love pets out there. Warmaster World is our next section.
Yeah, so there's been quite a bit on social media.
Still rumbling, isn't it? The old Ray's dead.
Still rumbling. I mean, yeah. It's. I don't mind. Yeah, it's like. We spoke about it last time, didn't we? But people are still going back and forth about it.
Mm. Yeah, there was a lot more kind of pushback than I expected.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I see, I'm still not sure it's that game breaking. I don't even care.
No, I mean, do Tomb Kings dominate tournaments?
No, but I mean, if you like the big issue apparently the one that Alice is saying that we need to deal with is that if you're in line, your brigade's in line, and you've got a unit that's fighting to the front, and then a unit supporting that unit, and I raise dead in your back, then I pull that supporting unit out of the combat, and I effectively split the combat.
Yeah.
Because now there's two combats: there's a combat to the front and a combat to the back.
Right. Yeah. Cool.
But I've always thought that as one combat.
I'd have to visualize.
Well, I just tried to do it if you weren't doing so, something else.
Well, show me these bases.
So you've got a unit fighting in line.
Yeah.
And a unit supporting them. Yeah. And they're fighting to the front.
Yes.
Here.
Yes.
So these guys are fighting here, these guys are supporting. Then yep. I bring a unit in the back.
Yes. That's two combats.
So then you'd split it like this.
Because there's no way these are not interacting with these.
Okay. Well, I think...
Yeah, it is. It's totally... Yeah, it's off. It's clear.
Okay. Well, even if it was two combats...
So the change is to make the raid unit have to touch the unit that's fighting, which I like. So that means you end up going like that.
Okay. Yeah.
Which is still good.
Yeah. But I mean, if it was, what are you raising in the back of that you're not going to duff up anyway? Most stuff, the skeletons are so shit, they don't want to fight on their own.
Well, yeah, exactly. Like, I mean, if the enemy's only got one unit, then raised dead is really pokey, because then you're even with that addition, you're behind 2/3 of it. But if it's more than one unit, it is lessened a bit because their flank is further. So you get in this situation.
You wouldn't even go around the back anymore, would you?
Yeah, it's adding 2 to 1. So yeah, you're giving them an out. Personally, I like that as a change of a rule.
Okay, well, it doesn't stress me either way, but the working out the drawback from that is complicated.
Yes, it is. So
I think that that new example where you've got a guy in the front and a guy on the flank, and you're engaging two in line.
Yeah.
I think you need to specify how that fallback works.
Yeah, that needs messy. That needs a clear picture in errata.
Because I've seen people play it where you move back diagonally this.
Yeah.
I've seen it where everything's destroyed because it can't move. The loads are shenanigans.
Yeah, no, so this does need a clear photo errata, doesn't it? Yeah.
Because that's going to happen. Every time you raise dead, that's going to happen.
Yeah, that happens a lot. Yeah, and because I would go, well, who's got the most frontage? In this case, it's the front. They go backwards.
But they can't go backwards.
Well, that's what I'm saying. It needs a lot.
It needs a
That's in the game already.
Yeah, but it needs to be clear.
That's in the game already. And I swear, in the course of my however many years, even in the years of Revolution, 10 players have played that 10 different ways, how you work it out.
Yeah.
And I just basically say whatever. I'm not really fussed.
Yeah.
And just nod.
Yeah.
The diagonal one I didn't agree with, but I let it go anyway.
That seems wrong. But it's, I mean, yeah, the only real question is they shouldn't all be wiped out.
No, some of the ones are touching.
So it's how, but what's the right position of it? That's all.
Yeah. But what if you put more in the side than the front?
Yeah, then it gets. I mean, we did have a situation which was very corner case in last night's game of Warmaster, which is like, I think, it's pretty clear it's meant to be this way, was that, Phil cast a spell which was -1 to command of units within 30 centimetres.
Normally spell.
I pop up my unit of gutter runners in a position which is within that 30. Do I get a -1 for that?
But this is not for leaders normally.
It's for units, this one.
Is it?
Yeah.
That's unusual.
Or is it for leaders?
I thought it was normally the commander was in 30 rather than the unit. But it may be.
Units because... anyway. Would I get a -1?
Yeah, if you're...
But the unit isn't there.
Well, you are there, aren't you?
No, that's the thing. It's like, yeah, so... It didn't matter. I rolled well, it didn't matter. But it's like, which one is it?
I'd say you were there. How could you not be there? That's where you are. You just haven't heard the order to come on. That's where you're lying in wait.
Yeah.
You're not teleporting in.
No. Exactly. Mm-hmm.
I'm sure you could argue both ways.
Yeah.
Anything else been going on in Warmaster world? I saw some stuff that Dave's trying to sort out, the Warmaster list builder thing.
Yes, that's good. And hopefully he does. And there's stuff for events, which are more to add on, but we've got a separate section at the end. I might pick up a Warmaster commission. A guy in America has put out for like, anyone can do a commission for me, high elf commission, and I was like, I'd be interested. And then he was like, what? We haven't negotiated the price yet. But he's got a lot of Warmaster scenery that he's willing to use as payment.
Okay. But how are you going to get it from there to here?
Well, he had to ship it, he'd mail it.
That might be quite expensive.
Well, that's the thing. It's like, it might not be worth it.
From my experience.
Yeah, it might not be worth it as well. But,
normally, to get stuff from America, I get my parents to bring it home.
Yeah. So that's we'll see. But, I mean, it's like, I'm at a point at the moment with my... keeping self-funded, but I'm so close now to the end of the year, I think I'm gonna do it.
You've got nine jobs. The commission painting, the
I mean, the way my roster's changing in the next year is that it's going to be half my shifts are going to be night shifts.
So half?
It's going to be 2 long days, 2 nights, 5 days off. 2 days, 2 nights, 4 days off. So half my shifts will be night shifts.
Yeah, but you're doing 13-hour shifts every time.
Yes.
No, it's no short shifts anymore. No, just 13-hour shifts.
That'll be my roster. But on the night shifts, I get an hour and a half to myself most of the time. And that is time I can do things on.
I'm not sure how effective people are at the end of 13-hour shifts.
What, for nursing? No, with dog shit.
Just don't ever go in at 6 in the morning or 7 in the morning.
Yeah,
it's zombie time.
Yeah, you've got exhausted staff looking after you. That's when mistakes happen. I can tell you about a rather interesting mistake off air. Yeah, like, not involving me.
I'm sure there are. Right, okay.
Attention! If you need to get your miniatures safely from point A to point B, then get yourself a KR Multicase. KR Multicases come in all manner of different shapes and sizes and have gamer-friendly pricing. So do yourself a favour and get yourself a KR Multicase today. Soft foam, hard cases.
Okay, so we're back and we're going to talk about some demon bastards.
The main topic. So, Blackgate Miniatures, which is Barry's company, has done a very successful range already. What did you call it?
They're called Ogres.
Yeah, and a bit of self-promotion. And
they hear it every week.
Yeah, and hey, man. You assume like everyone doesn't know. And then the second range, which is going to be 2019's project, is going to be Demons.
Demons.
Which are a very rare army indeed.
It can be. So I got Christian back involved, who was the editor of the art for the Ogres. And people seem to love Christian's work.
Yeah.
And the first thing we explored was which of the many and varied types of demons to do.
So I've been involved in chatting about this.
lots of people have lots of opinions on which demons they like.
Yeah.
And there are like classical demons as well. It's not just like...
The thing is, you are typecast, as in already you're narrowed into the four god, chaos gods. As in terms of like... Because when you
in
think...
People's
of,
minds.
Yeah, people's minds. Because it's what has been the norm for 40 years. You know, like, so already you're like, you are thinking into four types. So, but yeah, carry on.
It was a bit, do we go for something kind of like the flavour of one of these types, or do we go for something independent? Yeah. And we explored quite a lot.
And then you explored classical demons. And then you're asking
bigger
questions of, well, they're demons, they're made of magic, they don't have to have weapons, and they certainly, or if they do have weapons, they certainly don't have to be realistic at all in any way.
Yeah.
They are complete fantasy. You know, so
like your Night King.
Yeah. It's like this concept is, well, it's whatever you want it to be. You're only limited by your imagination.
Well, Christian's imagination.
Yeah.
I don't really have imagination. That's what you pay someone to imagine for you.
Yeah, exactly.
So we explored some kind of to be honest, there are a couple of the types of demons that I had no interest in. They're kind of nipply boys.
Sexy demons.
That's not my cup of tea at all.
Yeah,
and the birdie flappy demons.
Magic-y demons.
Birdie magic-y demons. That's not really my cup of tea.
So that leaves two types.
Well, if we were going down this route, and then you've got your
sickly demons.
Sickly, plaguey demons.
Plaguey demons.
They're
popular.
I've got some of those in the old 40k world.
Yeah.
But the problem is they don't really have a cohesive look.
No.
They have a colour scheme that is very them, but there's not really much uniformity to them.
Not really, no.
So we went for some kind of violent reddish. Violent, ready, fighty demon. Who have some obviously regular demon-y overtones.
Yeah.
And Christian's done some smart-looking art.
Yeah, and they're lovely. And is this you can't release this picture?
Absolutely, yeah. Oh, right. So what I'm going to do is start spoiling some of the pictures.
So what they are a hunched demon, which is man-sized but hunched. So actually it's taller. It's bipedal if it could stand up straight. And some of them have got like weapons formed as part of them. Some of them are holding.
Well, this is just concept.
At the concept art here. And
so this is this is not the final stuff.
Yeah.
This is just him exploring.
This is what this picture.
Where we could go.
And they.
He also did a second piece of art.
Look pretty gross, to be honest, as in pretty grim and demon-y.
Well, the one thing I wanted is something that looked coherent on the battlefield.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So, like, a recognisable... like, it's recognisable, that's a demon mounted on a chariot, that's one of those demons mounted on a mount, that's one of those demons on foot. Yeah,
yeah, that's some of the demons in the chariot.
Yeah, yeah.
And also, I'll probably have command, because there's only really... one combat infantry unit, isn't there, really, I think?
Oh, so in the demon list, there's demon hordes, which is your min 3. So you're going to have 6 units of demon hordes.
I think that's it, the combat infantry unit. I think the other one, just swarm, is just like...
Swarm. The question, I mean, one of my questions for you is, are you going to do a complete troop type range? So
not in the swarm, one Kickstarter. Swarm,
yeah, of course not, but... Unless you get really successful.
No, not in the one Kickstarter. So, there's only one of me.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't want it to get...
So there is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 types of unit and 3 types of character. So that's 11 different things.
Yep.
How are you going to Kickstarter it?
Okay, well, we're in discussion with Christian, because he's got to do the art for them all. Obviously, the first one we're going to do is like a 12 miniature... infantry unit.
So that's your demon horde.
Yeah, which will have...
Which you're going to have to have.
Which you'll have to have.
Everyone who backs this, let's assume everyone who backs this plays the game at 2,000 points. So everyone who backs this is going to need 6 units.
Yes, the minimum. Yeah. I think when I've used these or proxied these have been... Maybe even I've taken more than 6.
Yeah, so
maybe I've taken...
But
like
the minimum
eight,
is 3.
8. I think once I've even taken 12 of them.
Yeah, yeah.
Because so they're my favourite type of infantry.
I would say that your first Kickstarter has to be them and it has to be the characters.
I don't know about the characters because... characters are relatively expensive because you have to spend more per sculpt on them, more per art on them.
Yeah.
So the art's more expensive, the sculpt's more expensive, and people never buy more than one of them.
No, because they don't need to. I mean, and in this case here, you could only have 5 characters in the army. And that's if you took every option.
So
you've got a demon overlord, which is your general, a demon lord hero, you can only take 1, so that means 2, and a demon sorcerer, you can only take 1, that means 2. So you can only have 5 characters. Yeah, that's it.
That's it. So the initial Kickstarter is going to be roughly around 1,500, and it's just going to be for the what do they call them?
Demon horde,
and it'll be 10 individual models, plus 2 command, so a banner and a musician, and you'll get 1 of each banner and musician, and then 22 of the other 10.
Yep.
And if we do have any stretch goals around these, it'll be just additional sculpts.
And these are going to be individual models or on strips?
Individual.
Okay.
A, because it's easy for the sculptor, and B, because it's easy for me to cast them.
Yep, fair enough.
And I have looked at other people that do this, and I mean, they're not that cheap. You put probably like 5, 50, 6 quid a unit for like 24 miniatures. Yeah. But they only have like 2 sculpts.
Yeah.
I can't do it with 2 sculpts. Yeah. I just don't want anything to do with it.
You want better quality.
I want like 12 sculpts.
Yeah.
I want it to look like proper.
Deep. Well, they don't need a lot of uniformity, are they? They're not an army that drills on a parade square and looks pretty.
But I think
what I'm saying is they don't need to be regimented.
Formation on the base.
Yeah.
I mean, the models will look relatively uniform because that's the point in doing it.
Yeah, yeah.
But on the bases, you can mix them up, obviously, and make them look a little bit more aggressive.
So kickstarting the rest of the range, because there are some units which are max 1. You can only have, so your demon flyers and your demon beasts and your greater demon, are max 1. So it means no army can, if playing the game normally, will have more than 2 of these units.
So the
now, personally, just saying, as a punter, I would not begrudge paying more for those units because I can't have that many.
Okay.
You know, so I don't mind if the cost of like a greater demon or a demon flyers is more than
a greater demon's not even usable, fella. Is
what it? I'm just saying, but like you should produce it.
Well, I will do, but that'd be the absolute last model because this is one of those like white elephants. Like this is a dragon rider 300 model.
300 points of greatness.
I think there might even be upgrades on that. 300 fucking points. How are you going to use that in a game? How much work is that going to have to do to earn 300
quite
points?
Quite a bit. There's quite a few scaling it's got to kill.
like 10 units or something. 9 units.
So, but anyway.
So the stretch goal plan is first one is hands, and there's a reason for that. Even though hands aren't the best unit in the list, it's because the hound is then going to be used, that design. Miniature is going
to
be converted
to then
do the cavalry and the
chariots. So they're going to be quite big hounds, aren't they? Because
they're like horse sized hounds.
So they're going to mount It's going to be the same model mounted.
Well, not the same model, but the same design.
Same design of a model.
Probably there'll be conversions and stuff to make them look different
Got it.
So there'll be big ass hounds, aggressive
hounds. Are they the same kind of thing? Are they going to draw the chariots?
Yeah.
That makes sense, yeah.
So the first Kickstarter would be like the infantry, then the hounds, the chariots, cavalry, and the flyers. And that'll be it.
Which is loads.
I mean, you won't have characters, but characters are irrelevant. Just you could use tokens if you really wanted to.
If you had to, or you could use regular chaos stuff, or you could use. I mean, because it's demons, you could imagine the characters are like the guys that summon them.
I mean, there'll only be a delay, hopefully, of like, what was it last time? Like 9-12 months between the first and second range.
I mean, to be honest, because they're individual models you're selling, like as in, you could always buy a pack of hordes to be your characters, temporary characters.
Yeah, just use tokens, like I say. And most people, though, they buy stuff and they won't paint it till it's all done anyway, all released. Yeah. And then the second Kickstarter will be to finish everything else off. Yeah. So it'll be all the stuff that you kind of want for completion, but people ain't going to buy very much of. Yeah. So like swarms and greater demons and characters. Mm-hmm. Is that it? Swarms? Beasts. They're just all too expensive, these things. Beasts.
Demon beasts.
Greater demons.
220 points of tastiness. I mean, an army's not going to have many units of demon beasts and greater demons, is it?
And you only ever need one unit of characters, so the second Kickstarter will just be literally to mop up the rest of the range.
Yeah, the bits.
I will guarantee that my army list, I will be able to play from the first one, apart from the characters. Because I'm a real cheesemonger, and I would just be using. I like me flyers, and these are good flyers.
Yep. They're very good flyers.
And then it would just be maxed out in chariots and horde, probably.
Yeah, probably. Yeah. Okay, that's perfect. So it's the whole thing's going to be done in two Kickstarters.
And the vast majority will be done in the first one.
Yep.
And it doesn't need that much money to do. With all these things, all the money realistically goes. I mean, I have to pay Christian.
Yeah.
And if it goes well, I have to give him a bonus for it going well. And then Robbie's on board. He's doing a test sculpt of an infantry model.
Is that the guy who sculpted you last time?
Yeah. Because I like to keep stuff.
So same artist, same sculptor.
Same production drawing.
So the same crew are reforming. They reform the band.
Rin might even do the painting as well. Who knows?
What about me?
Well, you can do. You did the painting of the army. You can still do that.
Right, okay.
Rin did the whatever he did.
So why can't I do that?
Well, you can if you fight with Rin. I don't know. Are you that keen?
Well, I'm your mate, aren't I?
Well, knock yourself out.
Yeah.
You can both do it. I don't care.
You should care.
I care muchly. Mm-hmm. So we're doing Red Violent Demons. We're going to kickstart in February. I've already agreed the timescale with Christian.
A start in February, rough date am I going to have them in my hands?
Well, it depends how big it gets again.
Yeah.
If it's just one set, if it's just the horde, it won't take that long.
No.
But if it's like five ranges, then it's obviously a lot more work for. And everything comes down to Robbie.
Yeah.
Because as great as Christian is, and the art is lovely, and I love the art, but the sculptor is where the real magic is. Because
it's where the money. Yeah. So no, as a punter, I would be happy. Like that concept art there. If that's all you got, as in like this is the concept art. And you're gonna like build everything from that concept art. I'd be content with it. Yes, I'd like a picture of a demon cavalry, but I'd be happy with the concept art.
Well, you've got to get a picture of a demon infantry because he's managing to squeeze me one infantry in before Christmas. So then by Christmas, hopefully, I'll be able to share a picture, get it painted.
Yeah.
Then in January, we'll work up to the Kickstarter launch in February because there's no point doing Kickstarters over December, January because nobody's got any money.
I can see this army being a very good one to ink a lot, like as in corn red, blood for the blood god.
Red ink. Job done.
Cool. Easy.
Mm-hmm. Easy. So you watch this space. I'll start putting some little spoilers.
Pictures. So I'm really happy with this because you did a quality thing last year.
Well, the biggest problem is I can't play demons. I can't play them because I can't buy them.
Yeah.
Again, this was the same problem with ogres. I can't play them because I can't buy them.
So expand a bit more on your choices. Go to fill out the podcast. So like, why this range?
Because I can't play them.
Just can't play them.
But where can you play? Where can you buy demon
chariots? There is no complete range for demons.
There's bits and bobs.
Even GW themselves did, because they split it between their different gods, did they even include all the types? Was there a demon beasts?
I don't know. I've never seen demon flyers. They may exist, but I've never seen them.
Are they the Tzinch
disc thing?
No, like, I think I've seen them. Yeah, but anyway.
Even if you could see them, I've never seen them for sale.
But basically, you could, because you can't. When GW were stocking it, you couldn't buy an all mono god army. You couldn't.
I thought you could buy an army, a demon army. I don't think it was all there. I don't know.
I think it was.
What were demon beasts then? I've never seen
them. I don't know. But like, okay, yeah, fair one. Anyway, what they also did was tons of like a character pack for every different god. So one army would have one character pack. You know, demons had four character packs because it was the one for each god. Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
And weren't the swarm all nerdling?
Yes, there was only one. There was only one type of demon.
Yeah, see, that's going to be an interesting one. The swarm is definitely getting kicked. The can's getting kicked because that's going to take some creativity on the Christian and Robbie style.
I mean, again, it's like it can be whatever you want it to
be. It's going to have to be whatever I want it to be because I don't see. Are there little red stabby men? I don't know what they're going to be.
You could do the swarms as, well, is it literally anything? It could be cultists. It could be your swarms.
But they're only little, aren't they?
Yeah, well, no, I was going to say, but they're.
Like mini me little dwarf cultists.
No, but they don't have to be physically small, do they? To be swarms.
Oh, I see what you mean. They could just be anything.
So, like, your swarm unit, like, is 45 points. So you could just have it as, like, possessed people. Couldn't you?
Yeah, I'm not sure it would fit the tone of the armour, but that's why I got an armour.
I'm just saying you could.
You could have anything, yes.
Like, the word, you know, there's no rule in Warmaster that says, oh, this model's bigger than that one. It's like, it means something. It's not, they haven't got a keyword small, that means something.
See, that's another thing that I had to grapple with that I didn't have to with the ogres is that the internal scale in Warmaster is not coherent.
Yeah, of course.
So cavalry are 12 mil
and
infantry are 10 mil.
Yeah.
And when people have tried to do 10 mil infantry, it hasn't gone down too well.
No, it's 10 mil cavalry, you mean?
10 mil cavalry, yeah.
You're right. So you have to change it.
So I don't know what to do. Luckily, mine's Land of Make Believe.
Yeah.
So they can be anything. So I'll just tell Robbie, make the cavalry slightly bigger.
I would say, I'm afraid you have to go with 12 mil cavalry.
Because I don't know if I want true 12 mil cavalry because they look a bit.
Well, basically, you want.
The men are the wrong size as well as the horses. No, I'm not worried about the horses being 12. Yeah. The men are the wrong size.
It's Empire Knights. They're the ones that screw it. But I'm afraid that when you compare true proper scale 10 mil cavalry to GW's hero scale, which ain't 10 mil, it looks wrong.
But then they don't look right against the infantry model, so they're too big. Within their own armies.
No. I'm afraid it's a problem, but deal with it.
Well, I'm going to have to try and deal with it, but I don't know. We'll get there. We certainly won't. We'll go bigger rather than smaller.
Yeah.
Because I know people have had problems in the past with them.
I think because, as long as you can fit the right amount of models on the base.
Which is a challenge.
But as long as you can do it, so that means if the cavalry...
Because you know, like GW, the models were like stuck together deliberately to keep them so close together. Yeah. Like actually some of them join into each other.
Yes, they do, yeah.
So when you're like putting these on a base, you have to ram them on each other's arse because there is no room.
Yeah, of course. But
otherwise you need three on a base.
As long as you can fit four models on a base.
I can't promise until I see them because they really aren't very tightly packed, the GW ones. Maybe you can only fit three on them, that's just the way it is. I don't know.
No, people base them that way.
Because you want them 12 mil as well, you want them big. You want them big, and the base is the real estate they got going, ain't that big.
Yeah. I mean, you might find when if you do a really good, like, if you really like the unit of demon chariots, they might sell a lot because people will use them in Chaos Armies.
Yeah, well, you just change the crew, don't you?
Yeah, exactly. Just change the crew. That might be a Kickstarter. A Kickstarter bonus is you have alternative Chaos Warrior crew.
Okay, well, that's an interesting idea.
Yeah. Maybe. Populate the world with your own... Yeah, solve the Chaos Chariot issue by populating it with your own solution.
Yeah, but I thought Chaos Chariots are pulled by horses. He won't be pulled by horses. Pulled by beasts.
It's fucking chaos, mate.
I wouldn't have a horse.
They outsource the chariots.
If you think about it, if you could have a horse or some like crazy demonic dog.
Yeah.
I'd have the dog. Crazy dog. Dog horses don't do nothing, mate. Yeah. Dog would bite your head off.
Yeah, but chaos horses are pretty messed up as well.
I'm not sure.
They're not like Noddy, who like is not like you know like and like oh here's Red Rum who like likes to nibble this you know bit of
what's he gonna do
eat your hand for a start.
Get out, man. This dog would bite you in half. Anyway,
so that's good news. Yeah. I've got the couple of months to train the dog, get myself ready.
Yep.
For the for after winter calms down, so it'll be like March, winter's going, and then I can get it done.
Yep.
Get it done before the summer, get it all posted out, and then get on to the next one. I'm not sure I'll go beyond two ranges. Although, like, two ranges is a lot, man.
Well,
I still got to juggle my life around production.
I know, but I mean, how are your sales now for your ogres?
Well, they're pretty flat, but it doesn't really matter.
Yeah, because it's there if people wanted it.
Yeah, exactly. The only problem I've...
So that's going to be the case for this lot, once everyone owns them.
Yeah, well, it's fine. It doesn't matter.
It's like
there's
yeah,
no
so
cost
it's,
of
so like, Hannah's been moaning at me, like, how much of the city based stuff are you doing? And it's like, but it's yeah,
this is my sixth job.
Yeah, and I say, but like now it's all online. It will finish. Like people will like once I can't list more because I've listed it. So it's going to be the same with your demons, isn't it? But they are. I mean, demons will be a really popular arm.
Well, I hope so. Not that ogres weren't.
When I did some market research for you in Stirling. They all would buy demons.
Everybody would buy demons.
Yeah.
Because they're, like, unlike ogres,
yeah,
demons are actually pretty competitive, I think.
Yeah. Yes, they are.
Ogres ain't that competitive. I mean, they're fun, and yeah, they've got some character to them, yeah, but demons are, I think.
Yeah, demons are competitive. You know,
and the reason they're not more common is they're really hard to get.
Yeah, okay. And you're about to solve that
well,
by
hopefully.
Flood the market.
I don't know about flood the market, but my running costs go up quite a lot. But that's just the nature of business.
Yeah.
Because the websites—that's what they always do to your websites. They get you in for free,
and then
when you start selling stuff, yeah, they juice you. And then if you get big, they juice you more.
Juice you more.
And if you get too big, then you end up having to get your own web guy in and not use them.
Mm-hmm.
Hey man, you seen those 10mm ogres, man? Gotta get me some of those sweet ass 10mm ogres, man. I could brother up, man. I'm jonesing.
Quit your jibber jabber, fool, and get yourself to blackgateminiatures.com. That's blackgateminiatures.com.
Right, so we're back and we're going to talk about our final section, which is events.
Events!
We've got more events, more events.
So we, on social media, on the Facebook page, into announcements has listed all the UK events and also onto announcements, and there's another one for other events, you know, like non-UK events.
Pinned.
Yeah, it's basically on the website, on the Facebook, it's a neat way you can click and find.
That's nice.
Because the way it is it's all rolling news things that you couldn't find the original post.
I can't find fucking anything in
Facebook. But there's a way to do it, and that's how you do it in announcements.
Made me laugh. Last week I asked you, where do I find this thing? Just search Facebook. What does that even mean, search Facebook?
Did you ever find that?
I didn't find.
I'll show you afterwards. Yeah, like, it's really simple. Right, okay, and then, but yes, so there's 7 UK events. Rodders is planning to create another one, which is April, he said. That was a date just ago. Yeah. So it's
Carrot Master is my
called name. Carrot Master.
It's not called Carrot. I just made that name.
All right.
He doesn't like that name.
Oh, doesn't he?
No. But he used to run the Carrot Crunch.
Yeah. Yeah.
And some Carrot Master.
So that might make it to 8 UK events.
Ooh.
In a year.
And then Mr. Christopher, the man, the legend.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. So this is quite recently. Is Christopher is set up a War Master London group.
Wow.
Yeah,
I know Paul lives in London. Paul Brooks.
Yeah,
he lives in East London. Somewhere.
So similar. It's in a collection of gamers who can easily get to London to play War Master, with the same exactly the same setup concept as Epic Armageddon that I'm part of. Because where we live here in Essex, like Liverpool Street's 30 minutes away, so that is not hard to get to.
Especially if it's your ninth job to go into town twice a month.
No, I wouldn't be here every time. But it would be cool to play, you know, some people I've only played at events, at tournaments, yeah.
Which,
and
know where it's
the venue is going to be Darksphere, which I really liked.
Waterloo, is it?
Elephant Castle,
oh,
yeah.
I used to work around there.
No, your Darksphere's under train tracks is a fantastic shot. Okay. That's where I played this epic event at. And I was like blown away by its stock.
I wonder if it's possible to drive there.
Yes, you could. Yeah.
Because parking should
be
all
right
in the evening.
Parking's right outside. Like you can, you don't want to drive late at night. As in, well, I suppose you have to get there. It might be London rush hour traffic, isn't it? But it's not hard to get by train.
When I used to play Blood Bowl uptown, yeah. I used to drive up to like Regent's Park in the yeah. evening.
Mm-hmm.
It's not that bad.
Yeah. But it
depends on what the... Because in my mind, I think the journey from Liverpool Street to Waterloo is a pain in the arse.
It's one or two changes, I think it was, yeah. I mean, I managed it pretty... I mean, going to find this epic event for the first time, it's pretty easy. Wasn't hard.
Maybe you can do Stratford and then there's some stupid.
Yeah.
I can't remember. Yeah. But anyway, not that I'm saying I'm going to drive him, but no. If I did, I
then
probably would.
The other thing I have to add is Christophe, our Belgian friend,
really?
Is doing an event in Belgium.
When?
He has not set a date yet.
Oh, Christophe, come on, fella.
In typical Belgian efficiency. Yeah, you know, like, but I was. Is chat well? Because
have they written that they may consider looking for a date?
So. He sent me a message asking for my parents' address because, you know, he stayed over.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he wants to send them a present.
Nice.
Still, it's taken a while, hasn't it? You know, like,
what was it, June?
Yeah. and I was Belgium like, efficiency. So anyway, about why don't you get on with... So he is...
Oh, so you prodded him, so why don't you get on with your event?
Yeah, so why don't you get on with your event then?
Well, yeah, come on, it's him and Sam. Get on with it, man.
Yeah,
I'll come over to Belgium.
Yeah, I would too, definitely.
It's not very far at all.
No, it's not.
Mm. Well, so, no, because he drives over here, so it can't be that far.
So, that is on the cards as well.
Well, it's simply not.
Well, it will happen in 2019.
I'm sure he said it was happening this year. And it didn't happen this year.
We'll find out. Anyway.
Well, come on, Christoph.
Yeah.
Come on, fella.
That's all I have.
When's the...
Adepticon is running a Warmaster in the US.
Wow.
At Adepticon. There is a Warmaster event.
Good for them.
Mm-hmm.
Are we doing the Christmas social at Warhammer World?
Yeah. So
we need to plan a date that doesn't clash with the date that you've already booked for your tournament on the 28th.
Of
December, sir. You're going to
Milton Keynes. Milton Keynes. Well, that's there'll be other people playing in that. In Daventry.
Yeah, oh, Daventry, that was it. So the 2-day road trip that you're going to go on.
2 days.
I thought you said we'd go to Warhammer World on the 29th or something. You just take the 2 days and they're like, oh.
Well, yeah, we need to plan a date that we can do Warhammer World. Yeah.
Yeah, we do. So we'll do that for next time.
Mm-hmm.
Right, and then next time, hopefully the pup's under control. Oh, it's been very good. You wouldn't have even known that she was here.
Yeah, not a problem.
We either got to do another army review or we've got to do Ancients.
Ancients would be quite cool because
we can play it on the table here.
Yeah, I meant to bring along my Roman army to show you, but I forgot.
It's funny, I've only got Romans too. Maybe I'll have to use...
But Romans fought Romans for centuries.
I think it might be quite lame, the game. Because we both have self-supporting troops, don't we?
But, well, I could easily do a non-Roman army from the Albion that I've got.
Oh, maybe I could use...
They are Celt models.
Maybe I could use my Araby, which is painted, to do something.
Zim, Saladin.
Elephants.
Yeah.
I found them. You see, this is just bringing stuff in. I found I've got a painted Chaos army and a painted Araby army that I haven't based yet.
Yeah.
Talk about getting them on the base then.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But it was a nice little thing when I found them. I was like, oh, look, it's a lovely painted Araby army.
Mm-hmm.
Right, okay, so I think that's it. Episode 107, the old demon filth.
Yep.
You can contact us at the Warmaster Facebook page. People do that.
Yeah, they do.
Somebody was trying to get us... Bonacon ticket sorted. Did you see? Shane?
No.
What? He sorted it. You were quick. Your response was impressive.
He said,
I bought my ticket for the weekend, but I can't buy a ticket for the Warmaster event.
Oh, okay. You have to choose which event you're going to.
Then he sorted it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Or you can get us at warmaster.podcast@googlemail.com. You can also find me on Twitter if you want.
There's a point, just simply about Bonacons. Oh, we have something else. London GT's been confirmed.
Okay, Barry at KingNerd.
Yeah.
KingNerd UK, that's me.
Yeah.
But expect bullshit if you follow me on there. Mm-hmm. Right, so you've got like London GT.
London GT has been confirmed, and that's in an athletic centre in London.
Yeah, the athletic centre from the Olympics.
Yeah.
Lee Valley or something. It's quite big. It's got free parking.
Yeah. So there'll be a 50 metre dash between each game.
Well, not for me.
But there's going to be. I mean, as compared to last time, London's GT's fiasco, there'll be plenty of room.
They've said that they're getting their own security
and
their own catering.
Yeah.
And so that's good.
But table, as in Space between tables would not be an issue. I mean, this place is huge.
Well, it's like an aircraft hangar.
Yeah, basically. So you need to get tickets for that.
That's next September. We've got a little bit of
time. But say, Bonacon needs more ticket sales at the moment, doesn't it, in general? So if you are going to play a Warmaster at BonesCon, it won't get... I've said before, it won't be more than 16 players, but the whole event itself needs to sell... some more tickets to be sold would be good, so please buy them.
Okay. You've been talking to John again?
Well, he's, you know...
He's a cheery fucker, isn't
cheery
he?
Cheery fucker. He makes you look happy.
It makes me laugh, the fella.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, he's a bit... Oh, Jesus. I did have a back and forth with him about prize support, which I had to, like, put him in his place a bit. I was like, what's my budget for?
Budget?
And he was like, yeah, literally like that. And I was like, John, some things are going to need a budget because internationally, a thing has to be shipped.
But it costs like £30 to ship it.
And it's like, there has to be some budget. And he was like, I'll have to review each thing individually. I was like, no, you don't. you let me make these decisions.
Just give me a budget,
like,
please.
And you give me a budget, or you make me like these decisions, and I'll square myself away with what you owe. Yeah, and afterwards, like, you have to spend some money to get some money.
Yeah. I did tell you he's quite an interesting chap. Well, to deal with.
True, but. If it was like the first time I've dealt with him, I wouldn't be so blunt. Like, now it isn't. I'm like, that's the way. Like,
anyway, so that was the Warbuster podcast episode 107, titled Demon Filth, with your Paul and Barry. So that's it.
Yeah.
Good night. Have a nice week. I'll speak to you next week, or the week after, more likely. Yep.
Would you like to know more?